As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, September the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Lots of news today, hard facts, certainly. We might even touch upon a solution or two if we can find them, but if you cannot remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be part of today's broadcast, you can call in throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Some chatter's in there as well. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost, that's Become Vocal Local Host, bvlhost at CenturyTel.net. Love to get your emails. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the Big Mo, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, at AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Gold this morning recovers from an early morning sell-off as the U.S. dollar index falls. We'll go there in a moment. Green energy equals nuclear energy. We'll look into that a bit today, too. The Jewish land grab, didn't get to that yesterday. Speak about that briefly today. Barry shills for the Dems all across the U.S. of A. Of course, we have to visit with the political news as well. The Millennium Development Summit, U.N. Women, Children, Common Purpose. Well, we'll go as far as we can go in this two-hour broadcast. Let's go to our market report. Active trading, New York City out of, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that would be 1 hour ago, gold was off $7.80 at $1,286.80. We'll talk about that in a moment. Silver was off 25 cents at $21.21, a troy ounce, $21.21. Platinum off $15, kind of a straight across the board off decline day here in the precious metals. But anyway, platinum was off $15 at $1,612 a troy ounce, and palladium off $2 at $548 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,278.60 for a low, $1,294.20 for a high. Pretty good spread developing there, but at 9 o'clock a.m., your gold was up year to year, $296.70 for a 29.95% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,289, and then all kinds of mayhem cut loose. This is all the waterfall trading, which we'll talk about briefly. The SPDR gold shares this morning, ostensibly unchanged, 1,300 metric tons. It's 1,300.52 metric tons in their treasure chest. They value it at $54.2 billion at these spot prices. Yesterday in the Dow, closed off 44 at 10,812. Well, we'll pick up those stocks and equities right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as everybody got a fresh cup of coffee during the break. Gold, we find down at 9 o'clock a.m., $7.80 at $1,286.80. But I draw your attention to the Kitco.com website. Over on the right, you'll see a little click-on button underneath a chart. If you click on that, you can get the 24-hour spot gold bid prices, and you'll see a dual waterfall event, all right? About 3 o'clock Hong Kong, 3 o'clock Central, or actually based on New York time, not GMT, but around 3 o'clock in the morning in Hong Kong, while before the London market opened, there was like a waterfall event. Okay, now the Asians are getting their exchange-traded funds, electronic trading all set up over there, and they're playing with it, I guess, or somebody is. But anyway, gold just took a straight down drop. They call that a waterfall plunge or a waterfall event in the exchange-traded fund. So it dropped down, and it dropped down strong. It dropped down to that 1278.60 range. And then, almost immediately, instantaneously, by the nanosecond, it began climbing up again. So there was some profit taking in there, perhaps, perhaps. But the gold bugs and the gold bulls were not going to allow that to happen. It immediately reversed and went straight back up again. And you can see it very clearly on that expanded chart on the Kitco website. Then again, just before airtime, we see a straight up run, and it's just like it looks to me as like there might be only just one or two buyers in there. But then there's a straight up run that took it right straight back up to 1294.70 at 9:10 a.m. this morning. So that's Central Time. So it's very volatile. Lots of big hands and big players. And as more people get involved in these exchange-traded funds, we're going to see an increased volatility that can happen in a nanosecond. This is your forward training, front running, and all of that sort of stuff. But anyway, gold, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, now recovered from this, was off $7.80 at 1286.80. Silver, off 25 cents at $21.21 an ounce. Again, on the Kitco website, you can click on the chart for silver, and you can see more about what's happening in silver. Silver is doing exceptionally well this year. It's sitting at a pretty good price right now, well above the $20 mark. Many analysts think that it's going to go to $25. It very well might. So watch as gold goes up, silver goes up, but silver is making percentage gains better than even gold. So that poor man's little precious, what is it? Argent. Argent is doing very, very well. You know, silver has been very, very good to me. Platinum off $15 in early trading at $1,612, and palladium off $2 at $548 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 44 at 10,812. What's keeping it there? I don't know. The NASDAQ closed off 11 at 2340. And Standard & Poor 500 off 7, closing at 1,142. The crude oil this morning drops another 63 cents. It'd be nice to see it at $35 a barrel, but it's not. It's at $75.89 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And continuing, the big news is the decline in the U.S. dollar index. You know, as the U.S. dollar devalues, of course, gold and silver are going to go up. But the USDX this morning off another basis point at 79.44, now below that 80 mark. The Forex, the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie exchanging against the U.S. dollar declines another 24 basis points and yet exchanges at 97 cents U.S. That Mexican peso, your multiplier this morning if you're planning a trip across the border for drugs or tobacco, at 12.5273 pesos per dollar, all right? Fill up your pockets at 8 cents a pop. That's where they're at, but they moved up 40 basis points in early trading. Euro this morning up another basis point at $1.35. All this flap trap about the euro declining, I don't see it. It doesn't show up in my report anyway. The British pound this morning strong, up 14 basis points at $1.58 U.S., and that Swiss franc, miraculous, sturdy, strong, little Swiss franc, up another 5 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.02, now moving away from the dollar on the upward side. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds are yielding 0.44%. Who on earth would buy bonds at yields at that level? Well, maybe Benjamin Bernanke. The 10-year at 2.51%, and the 30-year U.S. Treasury is yielding 3.71%. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 3.87% a month ago to 3.79%, and the 30-year moves down from 4.36 to 4.33. That is, if you can find a lender to give you a mortgage. The prime rate stands at 3.25%. Lots of action happening in the news this morning. Home prices seem to be one of the most important parts of the morning matrix, so we'll go there first. The unemployment outlook, of course, is not helping things at all. But this off of Bloomberg, home prices probably cooled. Probably cooled. Unexpectedly fell. You know, you get the idea. U.S. consumer sentiment is off. Yeah, they turned it off. Courtney Schlisserman is writing for Bloomberg. Gains in U.S. home prices probably slowed in July, and consumer confidence this month cooled, restraining the biggest part of the economy. A pair of reports may show today, and those did show that today, by the way. Property values in 20 cities increased 3.1% in July. We'll look at the actual numbers in a moment. These were prior to the release. Property values in 20 cities increased 3.1% in July from the same month last year, less than the 4.2% gain in the 12 months to June, according to the median forecast of 28 economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. and then they all ate rubber chicken and had a nap with a hooker. Unemployment close to a 26-year high. The absence of a government incentive for buyers and an increase in foreclosures are weighing on the housing market. We talked all about that foreclosure market yesterday. Depressed home values and lack of employment opportunities may keep limiting confidence. Yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. You don't even have to have a job at Bloomberg to make a comment like that. Holding back consumer spending? I'd say so. Depressed home values and people are broke and they don't have a job? I'd imagine they're not going to be doing too much consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the economy, and that's why we're in the toilet. Consumers are still stressed, and Michael Gregory, a senior economist at BMO Capital. I mean, these guys are really out of work, aren't they? They just don't really have anything. Americans are willing to spend when you give them a big sale or a big tax incentive. Short of that, consumers don't want to spend. You feel like a well with a long handle, and they just got their hand on the pump, and they just keep pulling that handle and pulling that handle and pulling that handle, and we don't have anything more to give. The Confidence Board in New York, The Conference Board in New York will issue its consumer confidence figure at 10 a.m. It's out. We'll go there. Forecasts of economists surveyed by Bloomberg, blah, blah, blah. Home prices fell 0.1%, blah, blah, blah. Gauging the trend, the year-over-year gauge provides better indications of trends in the prices, the group said. Well, we'll go into the Case-Shiller report right after this. Stay tuned.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So looking at this from a trend, you know, we go back a year, this is what everybody looks at. And I do the same thing with the gold and silver. Look at it from a year to year. You get a little better idea than the month to month because they keep fudging the numbers, folks. Anyway, the year-over-year gauge provides better indications of trends and prices. The group has said the panel includes Carl Case and Robert Shuler, the economists who created the index. A government tax credit of as much as $8,000 gave housing a temporary lift in late 2009 and early this year and helped prices stop falling, even at Walmart. The incentive required contracts be signed by the end of April. Since then, the industry has struggled, helping explain why builder shares are depressed. Yes, all the builder shareholders are depressed. Standard & Poor's Super Combat Composite Home Building Index has declined 3.1% so far this year. Sales of new homes in August held at 288,000 annual rate, matching July as the second lowest in data going back to 1963. Well, the unemployment outlook, after averaging 9.3% in 2009. Now, you know, folks, go up there and visit with shadowstats.com, John Williams' website. You're going to find that that number is so woefully short that it's not even worth repeating. But they're saying averaging 9.3%, try about 20.8%. Joblessness this year will average 9.6%, blah, blah, blah. Last time unemployment exceeded 9% for three consecutive years was from 1939 to 1941. Oh, my. The lack of jobs is also one reason foreclosures are climbing. Isn't that brilliant? I hope they didn't have to go to school for 6 years for that. Home seizures reached a record in August for the third time in 5 months. We reported all about that off the Realty Track the other day. The Usurper's administration said on my birthday it planned to announce a proposal for an emergency loan program to help the unemployed avoid defaults. More free money, coming at you in a town near you. The plan would also include a government mortgage refinancing effort to lower monthly mortgage payments for Americans facing foreclosure. Damn, what is it going to take to get me into this gravy train? Orders at KB Home, a California-based builder, focused on first-time buyers. It fell 39% after the decline for signing a contract to qualify for the federal tax credit expired. And once they took away all of the sustainable props, this company fell on its face. Rising joblessness, jobless rates and foreclosures make it difficult to forecast future sales, blah, blah, blah. The housing market continues to face significant headwinds from high unemployment and foreclosures, which are impeding a broader recovery. And recent net order trends in the home building industry have injected additional caution into our near-time outlook, Mezger said in a report. Well, let's jump over here and take a look at this one. The Case-Shiller Index, not much really to see here, but the Case-Shiller Home Price Index tracks monthly changes in the value of residential real estate in 20 metropolitan regions, all right? I always draw this website to your attention each day. It's econoday.com, econoday.com. You can go and get the very same information right here in one paragraph that the authors of these various Bloomberg articles rely upon for their data. But this is, you know, this is where it is. So it's garbage in, garbage out. Unless the Case-Shiller HPI happens to be accurate, the articles that they write in great detail and, you know, erudite language don't mean, you know, they aren't worth the powder necessary to blow them off the planet. So let's look at the economic calendar coming up for this week. Lots going on today, too. The ICSC Goldman store sales report is out. We'll give you a little bit of that. The Red Book is out. We don't need to be redundant. It's about the same thing. Kate Schiller report is out. I just gave that to you. Consumer confidence is out right now. In fact, let's just go ahead and jump over to that and get that started while it's coming up. Later in the day, the State Street Investor Confidence Index will be out. The four-week bill auction, five-year note auction. Timmy Geithner speaks at 3 this afternoon Eastern Time. Kevin Warsh speaks at 4:30, and Dennis Lockhart speaks at 4:30. So we're going to see probably some activity towards the closing bells as these various and sundry experts come out and say their piece. Might not be so good. Wednesday, tomorrow, the MBA purchase apps will be out. We'll give you that in the morning. Lots of people are going to speak as well. Thursday, you got the gross domestic product will be out. Jobless claims will be out, corporate profits, the Chicago PMI. Bernanke is going to speak at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday. Watch for that one. Keep an eye on the market. Bernanke is going to speak again at 2:30 p.m. They got the Fed balance sheet coming out. Why he's speaking twice in one day, I don't know. We might not be looking very good on that Fed balance sheet. And then they're going to talk about the money supply at 4:30 as well. And on Friday, Bernanke speaks again early in the morning. Motor vehicle sales will be out. Personal income, outlays. Dudley speaks. Consumer sentiment, so on and so forth. Construction spending. So all in all, this is going to be a pretty active week in the economy. Watch what's going down. If you're in the stock market, you know, be careful. Keep your eyes peeled. Here's consumer confidence right off of EconoDay. Grim is the word the conference board uses to describe consumer confidence. All right. Now, we didn't see that as a headline for any of the Bloomberg articles this morning, but grim is the word. Pass the word. The word is grim. All right. Grim. The conference board's index is down nearly 5 points in September to 48.5. for the lowest since the beginning of the year. What's important is the direction of confidence, and that's unfortunately downward. Confidence hit a high in May, all right? So some say there's those saying jobs are currently hard to get rose 4/10 to 46.1% for the largest share since March. Almost 50% of those surveyed say that jobs are getting harder to get. This is an indication of trouble underway in the labor market. Of course, again, you don't have to be too bright for this. Even a black walnut can figure it out, whether it's been cracked or not. Employment expectations 6 months out show sharp deterioration. So we're talking now all the way out into spring. All right? Employment expectations 6 months out show sharp deterioration. Those seeking an increase in their income 6 months out are down 4/10. All right, so don't look for a pay raise. Trouble in September, first indicated by the mid-month consumer sentiment, appears at the same time that the stock market is rallying strongly. This hints at special problems underway in the job market, and stocks move lower in reaction to this report. So there is that. Here's another one, rather interesting story, kind of gives you puts the happy face on all this. Toys R Us is going to hire 45,000 employees for the holidays. Oh, yeah. Julie Alnwick, September 28th, writing for Bloomberg. Toys R Us, Inc., the world's biggest toy retailer, plans to hire about 45,000 employees to cope with demand during the merchant man's holy day, Christmas. Well, the move is essentially doubling the domestic workforce. That figures out to be about, 16 people for every one of their stores, by the way. 16.6, if my math is right. The move is essentially doubling the domestic workforce, so they got about 16 people working in each of these Toys R Us stores across the U.S. About 10,000 of the positions will be available at the company's 600 or so Toys R Us stores, express temporary stores or something. Toys R Us express temporary stores. What's that? Anyway, I guess they only open them up for Christmas. Chief Executive Officer Gerald Storch said this month he's building more inventories than last year for the holidays, typically the biggest shopping season for retailers. So we're already looking out, at Christmas. Well, we'll talk about that and much more right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Thank you.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we have returned. Let's go live to Brian in Arizona. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. You know, it just shows the stupidity of the American people. If they need to double the amount of people at Toys R Us, something is wrong. I mean, everybody knows there's a problem in the economy. And why would people go out and waste money on cheap plastic junk? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Does the article show what the normal jump is? Do they double their workforce every year? Or it's just, are they just being stupidly optimistic? There are that many stupid Americans. I know how many stupid Americans there are. This stuff should have ended a long time ago. Barack Obama should have been ousted. We should have overthrown our government. And there is no end as to the stupidity in government and the stupidity in spending that the American people will endure. They are the dumbest people on the face of the earth. It makes me sick.
Well, like I said, Brian, it's kind of like being known as an old well pump, and everybody just come by and grab our handle and see what they can pump out of this country. And they've been pumping us just about to the point where we're dry. But this article is rather interesting and revealing. It does answer that question for you. Parents will probably seek lower-priced electronic toys for the holidays, the author writes here, as they strive to save money. according to Toy Insider. Of course, you can't save money when you're spending money, but Americans are rather ignorant. The Consumer Shopping Guide released yesterday, toy makers are putting out fewer, listen to this, Brian, toy makers are putting out fewer $200 to $300 toys, with most costing one-fourth of that or less, according to Jonathan Thamet, the Toy Insider's publishers. U.S. toy sales amounted to $7.8 billion in the first half, little change from a year earlier, according to Port Washington, New York-based researcher, the NPD Group. Toy sales fell by less than 1% in 2009 to $21.5 billion. There's a really brilliant investment strategy.
But yeah, well, you know, Walmart's end caps are under $20. 80 to 90% of their end caps are under $20. You know, if it's not oil for my car or gas or food, basically don't buy it. I mean, we could cut our dependence on foreign oil if everybody would switch to AMS oil in their car. You can go 25 to 35,000 miles. And people just look at you dumbfounded when I try to tell them, and I say, hey, you know, I'm not even a dealer of this stuff. Why would you go in for 7 oil changes a year, waste all that oil, waste all your time sitting around a dealership where you can go 25 to 35,000 miles? I mean, people are just, they just don't get it. They just, they let this government go on. They waste money. They push money away. I see it all the time. They're remodeling their houses and spending $50,000 to $100,000 out here. I said, your house is going to go down another third in the next year and a half.
Well, unfortunately, I have a friend out in California who fell into that trap. He wasn't paying attention. He wasn't listening to the broadcast. And he wound up upside down in a house in a nice neighborhood full of ticky-tacky houses that all look just the same. But he was trying to sell his house again in this subdivision of, you know, 5,000 houses look just the same. So he dropped a whole bunch of money in remodeling and dressing it all up. And then he just sat on it and sat on it and sat on it and sat on it. And all the money that he'd borrowed for the remodel finally caught up with him, and he went upside down with the mortgage. So you're absolutely right. You know, people are not paying attention. They think that the things that have worked for the last 20 years are going to continue to work for their life. But sadly, for the baby boomers and Generation X, the old formulas aren't cutting the mustard.
I got a great story for you. There was an old place he used to work on Mercedes, and I drove by. They were gone. There's another guy in there. He's more BMW oriented. I think he did pretty well. He gets the house. It was $350. He gets the lady down to $250. There's a market to drop. He's begging her to get out in time. He even took her to Hawaii so she'll get it out in 30 days. Moves in, puts in all this hardwood flooring, these new windows, doors, new cabinets, granite, the whole nine yards. Put over $100,000 into a $250,000 purchase price home. He's losing it. He's got problems and he can't make payments. The mortgage company won't work with him. The guy from the mortgage company, I mean, they won't even give him a 2-month reprieve. This is a while back. The mortgage guy comes out. He goes, you know, this is the last house I'm dealing with. I can't stand what the bank's doing to people. This house is beautiful. You just need a few months reprieve till you can get back to work. And they wanted this guy to sell all of his tools. He said, I can't sell my tools. Then I have no way to work. And he was just in a pinch for a while due to getting hurt on a job. So he puts an ad on Craigslist, sells all the hardwood. And the guy at the bank tells him, get rid of everything in here that you can. He sells the hardwood flooring, the toilets, the windows, the air conditioners, the granite, the cabinets. You know, they pick up all this tongue-and-groove flooring. And he makes about $15,000 over the weekend. Contractors are coming till midnight, and he just the house is a box, and the mortgage company gets $50,000 for the house. And all he had to do is wait 3 months on the guy to get caught up. I just think it's funny as can be.
Well, it's typical. I'm gonna have to let you go, Brian, because I've got other articles to go through. But also, your telephone connection is a little bit raggedy this morning. But good points. Good points as always, and that's exactly right, folks. You know, there are going to be more and more people who are going to be basically gutting out the insides of their houses as they try and raise capital going out. You know, we read the article just the other day as people are being able to hold on to their properties maybe a year, maybe 2 years, before they're foreclosed out of them. That'd be a great time to do a little bit of interior remodeling. Sell all the copper wiring, sell all the copper plumbing, sell all your fixtures, sell everything, your hardwood flooring, you know, roll up the carpet, sell it all, and then let the bank have it back, you know, and just kind of take a walk on it. But it's a sad and sorry testimony to have to make, but people are wising up anyway. Well, here's a little bit more. FedEx, Lee and Fung shipments signal improved U.S. holiday sales. You know, like the whole economy runs on the merchant man's holy days. You look at a calendar. I mean, August is one of the few months of the year that isn't chuck-a-luck full of these holy days. But the every other month has got one, you know. And you go into a grocery, you go into the Wally World, you go into any of your, you know, department stores, and they're always getting set up for the next holy day, even if it's a month away, you know. Right now they're all up and down with all of the Halloween stuff, and this is still September, for goodness sakes. Anyway, they're getting ready for Halloween, but here's an article. A pickup in shipments to U.S. stores by FedEx Corporation and Delta Airlines Incorporated signals a brighter holiday sales season for retailers. All right? They run you like a cash machine. Delta, that'd be Delta Airlines, Delta, which handles more air freight than any other U.S. airline, will have a perfectly decent, that's quote-unquote, perfectly decent holiday season. All right, they're handling freight. They may very well have a perfectly decent holiday season. They can truck freight all over the world. They can truck it all over the United States. They can bring freight all day long. The problem is that they're going to have to sell that freight to a consumer eventually. Shipments are solid, quote unquote, solid at FedEx, the world's second largest package shipping company. Well, part of the reason why that they're solid is because they've done so much laying off and cutting back over the last couple of years, all right? So I guess they got down to the most, they've done all their austerity measures, and they're down to a lean ship. Anyway, continuing, it's a lot better than last year. Our orders are way ahead. Bruce Rockowitz, president of Hong Kong-based Lee and Fung Limited, said in an interview on September the 17th, most of you probably never heard of Lee and Fung before. The company is the biggest supplier of clothes and toys to U.S. retailers such as Walmart Stores, Inc. and Target Corporation. Lee and Fung. The biggest supplier of clothes and toys is coming out of China. Hong Kong-based Lee and Fung. Shipments are being fueled by retail inventories that are close to record lows at the current sales pace. All right, stores have been selling off everything. They've been pushing their displays out wider and wider to cover up more of those first inches of shelf space. Have you noticed? You know, they got aspirin up there, and they got 23 bottles of aspirin, one bottle deep in a display, and you take one and it looks like my front teeth. You know, it's amazing. We expect a very competitive and aggressive Christmas and holiday selling season. Price-focused William Simon, head of Walmart's U.S. stores, said at an analyst presentation on September 15th. What did he say? Price-focused. All right? Customers are focused on their savings and challenged by unemployment, close to a 26-year high, he said. Better pace? While nobody knows what the consumer is going to do, retailers with leaner inventories this year are in a better place. Lee and Fung's Rockowitz said, Rockowitz, like Leibovitz, or, well, you get the idea. He must be from Borobudzhan, one of those Chinese Jews. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. months. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflower XL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back to this article again, looking forward to the insanity of the holy days, you know, the merchant man's holy days. I loathe the spies and detest them myself. I avoid them like the plague. I typically try and get all of my supplies in to restock my larder and all of that by just about the 15th of December. If I can't get it in, sometimes I even pull it back and try and get it all taken care of before we go into Thanksgiving madness, okay? And then I don't go out again until sometime about the middle of January. Honest to Pete, folks, I've done it year after year after year. I just can't stand that time of year. I hate being assailed in every way you go, every place you go, with all these little green boughs of holly and jolly, 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 and all of that nonsense. It's ludicrous. It's insanity. You know, our country's going to hell in a handbasket, and people are walking around looking for Santa Claus. Satan Claus. Anyway, here we go. Last-minute deals with consumers waiting later and later to make purchases. Retailers may step up the last-minute deals. Right. And it goes on and on, talks about what they're planning to make. Here's the real important quote. Shippers are going to get paid regardless of whether the merchandise at the retailer sells, period. And that's really the bottom line in the whole article here. Shippers are going to get paid regardless of whether the merchandise at the retailers sell. And then for the rest of the year, you're going to see the same, you know, box of, you know, chocolate, Stouffer candy and all that. You're still going to see all of that stuff, and they're going to try and dump it for the rest of the year. To people that don't have any money, people that are like myself, you know, they're just simply saying, I'm not going to buy, I'm not compliant, and I'm asking why, even though I don't go along with all the rest of what Karen Quinn Tostada puts out. It's a pretty simple formula. Don't buy. know, shop with your checkbook, you know, keep your money in your pocket, buy gold, buy silver, let something go up in your life as opposed to prices going down, you know. Anyway, continues here, it says that indicates upside to the share price of companies, blah, 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 Target and so on. That's enough of that article. I'm tired of it. Let's go on to the next one about Jews. Well, nah, oh, no. Before we go to the Jews, let's go over here and hit Obama Says. All right. This is another, there's another season that's coming on us, and it's called election season, and we're about 30 days out now. The usurper says the future of the U.S. economy depends on a better education system. Now, yesterday and the day before, we've been talking about the United Nations Millennium Development Summit goals, you know, the Millennium Development Summit just happened in New York City. And we can see how much importance has been placed on education by the U.N., all right? Well, the usurper's going down the same rabbit hole. President, well, I don't call him that. Barry the usurper said U.S. public education systems should extend the year, all right, extend the year. So much for summer holiday. As if it takes 13 years to teach children to be stupid, now we're going to forego the summer holiday, those 3 months. I guess it's probably only 2 months these days. And we're going to keep them in school even longer. Never let them have any fresh air. Never let them out of the indoctrination center. And why? Well, here's the article. All right. The usurper says the U.S. public education system should extend the school year and weed out the worst performing teachers because the future of the nation's economy depends on a more educated workforce. A more educated workforce. If they can't do it in 13 years, why would adding any more months to each of those years improve the problem? You know, it's like they say, if one pill makes you sick, two pills ain't likely to make you any better. Students in the U.S. spend about a month less in school than in any other advanced country, and that makes a difference, the usurper said in an interview on NBC's Today Show. I would imagine that in communist countries, they're never let out. They live there. That means that kids, baby goats, are losing a lot of what they learn during the school year during the summer. That's short-term memory loss, I guess. They're losing a lot of what they learn during the summer. The extra cost of extending the school year would be money well spent. What's going to happen to the high school seniors about 6 months out from graduation? Are they just going to regress and become stupider and stupider and stupider? According to Obama, it might be the case. Barry the usurper is promoting his education initiatives, including the Race to the Top, or Race to Flop grant program, and a new goal of recruiting 10,000 science, technology, engineering, and math teachers over the next 2 years. Let's see. Now we're going to reverse the program set into place by Ronald Reagan, where we stopped teaching science and technology and engineering and math and outsourced it all to India, China, and Hong Kong. Well, at least that might be a step in the right direction, but I don't think it's really true. Anybody looked at the core standards coming to a town near you? As he has in the past, the usurper said the nation is falling behind in math and science education. Of course, Al Gore can't seem to quite figure math and science out either. Neither does the usurper. They're both on board with this anthropogenic climate change. While public education is primarily funded and run by state and local authorities, underline that. All right? The usurper's got nothing to say. This is just campaign rhetoric. The U.S. is pushing for broad adoption of standards. That's the core standards. All right? Just type it into your browser and look it up. For both teachers and students to achieve his goal of having the highest rate of college graduates in the world by 2020. By 2020. All right? Right now, we have a real hard time getting people to become high school graduates. Most young people drop out of school before they ever graduate. And those that do graduate seldom go on to a 2 or a 4-year college. They really ought to stay home and be educated by their teacher, you know, by their parents. Or at least stay on the family farm or work in the family store. Going to school doesn't seem to be much of a payoff. The U.S. now ranks 12th amongst 36 developed nations. I've heard worse figures than that. overhauling standard. Money without reform will not fix the problem. There's that word, without reform. Without reform. The reformers, the progressives, all right? The John Deweys, the Bloom's taxonomy and all that. Find out more about that by visiting with Charlotte Isserby, the deliberate dumbing down of America, and get on that website and read around a bit. The president, the usurper, voiced support for overhauling performance standards, including firing teachers who fall short. Firing teachers who fall short. If teachers hadn't been educated inside of our deliberately dumbed down education system, the teachers would probably be able to do a fine job. If the teachers didn't have such a deficient core curriculum to deal with, they would probably be able to do a better job. But I imagine it wouldn't be at all bad to fire some of the teachers who do fall short and that weigh 300 pounds, setting a bad example for the young ones. We've got to be able to identify teachers who are doing well, teachers who are not doing well, he said. Interesting phraseology. Ultimately, if some teachers aren't doing a good job, they've got to go. Can we say that about presidents, too? How about Federal Reserve Board chairman? How about the U.S. Treasury Secretary? If they're not doing a good job, they need to go. How about Congress creeps and senators? Obama's daughters, we don't care about his daughters. They're going to private school anyway. The president's Race to the Top program, you know, haste makes waste, funded with $4.35 billion, is meant to improve the U.S. education by raising state standards. That's core standards. Look it up. And linking teacher pay to student achievement. Linking teacher pay to student achievement. So we're going to go back and we're going to teach to the test. All right? We've got to raise teacher pay generally. These are stump speeches. He's looking for union support here. The problem is that typically after 2 or 3 years, they drop out of teaching, he said. Sometimes they don't feel they're getting enough support from local school districts. I don't know about you, but I'm bent over backwards and bleeding from all the support that is extorted out of me for these local school districts that continue to fail the children year after year after year. Well, it's not going to stop with education. He's stumping for the teacher's support. Ad spending on Congress races soars to $220 million, this by Kristen Jensen. Candidates, parties, and outside groups have already spent hundreds of millions of dollars on political advertisements aimed at swaying the November the 2nd U.S. congressional elections, a study found. Ad spending on House and Senate races climbed to $220 million. You see why we've got to get rid of the political parties, folks? They gots to go. All right, they gots to go. Left, right, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna.
Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com or call the numbers throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. If you have unlimited long-distance access or happen to live in the Austin, Texas area, you could also try 512-904-8014 and join us live on air. Of course, you can send me emails at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Give me ideas for show guests, show topics, and news to me. I'll definitely look at your emails. I might not take your recommendations. Sometimes I'm in the mood for a guest, and sometimes I'm not. Nevertheless, you can also log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com, jump in our chat room discussion, active every day, every morning, and I love to jump in there from time to time myself. So anyway, back to the articles in the first hour of this morning's two-hour broadcast, a whole variety, a baleful of news off the Bloomberg website and elsewhere. But we see basically the same thing coming on this and at us as always each and every morning, just more, as Mike Chambers likes to say, the madness and the insanity and the absurdity of it all. And we're talking about advertising, ad spending right now in these House and Senate races, climbing to over $220 million so far. All right. And it's rather interesting. There's a little twist inside this article. Let's continue. The increase mainly comes from the Senate races, with Florida, Pennsylvania, and Nevada topping the list. The study found both Republicans and Democrats have a legitimate shot of having majorities in Congress. So it's like they were trying to say here is it'll be a close race. Americans' dissatisfaction with the economy and the direction of the country is jeopardizing Democratic control of the House and the Senate. Opposition to bury the usurper has also fueled an increase in spending by Republican-leaning outside groups. It's these outside groups that are really the important part of this particular article. Okay? I don't know, got some kind of a thing going on over here. Anyway, let's go back to the article. Got distracted by something on the computer screen. Outside groups, including Crossroads GPS, Geographic Positioning System, that's kind of Crossroads, advised by Republican strategist Karl Rove, God, these guys never go away, have spent more than $31 million on ads for this year's Senate races, up from $16 million in 2008. The Wesleyan Media Project, maybe Methodist or something, found candidates in those races have more than doubled their spending to $121 million. We could do this all for free on the Internet. Oh. Citizens United, some of the increase in non-candidate spending can be traced to Supreme Court's January decision that freed corporations and unions to spend unlimited amounts from their treasuries, said Ridout, a political science professor at Washington State University in Pullman, Washington. And how are they doing it? They're doing end runs around law, basically. And they're going and financing groups and organizations, you know, PETA, World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, and like that. That decision, known as Citizens United, isn't causing many corporations to do direct advertising, said Erica Franklin Fowler. another co-director of the project. Instead, more money is flowing into issue advocacy groups that don't have to report contributions to the Federal Election Commission. Right? Talk about corruption in the election system. We're seeing evidence of changing tactics as groups seek shelter in the rules for nonprofits that allow such organizations to withhold their donor names, said Fowler, a government professor at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this article showing the perverseness nature of the electoral process in the country as we come up with all of these creative ways, you know, to continue to buy the best government that we can afford. The advertising project, which uses data from Cantor, and that's the guy that swings the incense in the synagogue. Cantor's media's campaign media analysis group found that almost $350 million has been spent on advertising for gubernatorial races this year. About one quarter, or $89 million, came from California Republican candidate Meg Whitman, the former chief executive officer of eBay Incorporated. I really do hope that she cleans the clock on Jerry Brown. We don't need to go down that road again. Been there, done that. Governors Association, this is important. The Republican Governors Association know, what's with these governors' associations and the mayor's associations and your city clerks' associations and the association of county clerks, you know, the election authorities? It's all these associations. These people get together and they plot and they plan against us. They oughtn't have these kind of associations. Put a firewall at the state line. Let the governor figure out to run his own state. Doesn't have to go to the globalist change agents to get the new agenda. Anyway, two Republican-leaning groups, radical red Republicans, let's get to work, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, oh my God, the Chambre de Commerce, go right back to France for the origins of that, have each spent close to $7 million. The top two outside groups for the Democrats are California Working Families for Jerry Brown, which has spent $6.6 million, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union. That's why you don't want to have union workers in government. And they spent $6 million already. They're making sure that they get their jobs after the election. Republicans are depending on outside groups to help them overcome a deficit in official party fundraising. In other words, people are not sending any money, these damn batards. Let them be gone. Fie on ye, both of you. The three major Democratic Party committees reported a combined cash advance of more than $20 million over their Republican counterparts heading into September. Well, the elections are right around the corner. The usurper's not missing a lick. Instead of taking care of the economy and actually putting people to work, usurper Obama, takes to the road to appeal to what? Hispanics and students ahead of a midterm vote. All right, the capital H Hispanics instead of the capital N Negroes. Where's his base? Well, find out right here. Barry the Usurper opens a four-state trip today. That one's hard to say without misspeaking. With events that will draw in two groups. Hispanics Raza, and college students. The administration is counting on to help defend Democratic congressional seats in November. Of course, you know, the Young Americans for Liberty are going full bore, too, as is the Campaign for Liberty and many other groups. The president, I don't call him that, will be talking about the economy and education. Well, he's been talking about the economy and education even from when he was stumping for office. Still hasn't done anything useful with the economy or education. But the president will be talking about the economy and education in New Mexico, where two freshman House Democrats are vying to retain seats they won 2 years ago on the coattails of the usurper's win in the 2008 presidential election. I say, speed up the revolving door. Let the turnstiles clap these guys on their bottoms and send them right out into the night. Reigniting the enthusiasm of New Mexico's Hispanics, about 45% of the state's population. My God. Wow. A place I don't want to visit. Won't be an easy task. We're disheartened and disappointed, said Veronica Mendez-Cruz, an Obama supporter who is a director of an advocacy group, the El Centro de la Raza, at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. La Raza. Ah, love La Raza. The race. For the race, everything. And people outside of the race, nothing. Gringos, go back to Europe. The reason is the administration's failure to achieve an overhaul of immigration laws, she said. Quote, it seems like all these other priorities have pushed immigration reform to the back seat for the White House, she said. After a backyard discussion, I'm getting really concerned about these backyard discussions that the usurper's been having. Yeah. Slide out into the backyard for a little barbecue and beer, Barry. After a backyard discussion about the economy in Albuquerque, the usurper flies to a campaign-style rally at the University of Wisconsin in Madison that will be simulcast to other campuses in a bid to boost turnout among young voters who helped propel his presidential campaign. God, I hope they've learned something. Tomorrow, he'll have a backyard economy events, in Iowa and Virginia. What's that all about? New Mexico has been a battleground for Democrats and Republicans in state and national elections. The usurper captured New Mexico's five electoral votes 2 years ago beating Republican John McCain by 57-42%. 4 years earlier, Jorge Bush, the shrub, edged the Democratic Senator John Kerry by 50-49%. Energizing voters? The proportion of Hispanics, notice when we use the word Hispanic, it's capital H, all right? Capital H. Used to be capital N Negro. You know, we use that all the time. You can find it in dictionaries and encyclopedias, many articles about the history of the Negro people, all right? But now it's, you know, after the Equal Rights Amendment, that brought the Negroes down to lowercase b's, blacks, and hyphenated African Americans, all right? But now, they lost their day in the sun. They lost their high point. They lost their ability to be the poster boy for minorities, okay? Now, it's capital H Hispanics. When are we going to drop the capital H Hispanics and they could be the lowercase b brown people under the Equal Rights Amendment, huh? We'd have the lowercase w white people and the lowercase b black people and the lowercase b brown people, and we'd all be citizens of the United States. But the proportion of capital H Hispanics is larger than the state average in the U.S. House districts of New Mexico, Democratic Representative Martin Heinrich and Harry Teague, both of whom were elected in 2008 to seats previously held by Republicans. Quote, if the Hispanics aren't energized to get out and vote, we have a terrible year in New Mexico, top to bottom, said Moses Mercado. Moses Mercado, who ran Kerry's presidential campaign in New Mexico in 2004. The National Republican Congressional Committee is targeting Heinrich, who is being challenged by former state Republican Vice Chairman John Barella in the state's first district, which includes Albuquerque. The committee recently bought television airtime for Barella. And it goes on. Talks about La Raza. The reason we're going to Madison, Wisconsin is because I want to send a message to young people across the country about how important this election is. You can't sit it out. You can't just suddenly check in once every 10 years or so on an exciting presidential election. Making reference there without naming the name of Ron Paul. Well, the administration bills the trip as a series of events to talk about policy rather than a campaign trip. That means it's coming out of your pocket and mine, folks. Oh, yeah. Barry the Usurper's millionaire. He isn't donating any of his time and money to these campaigns. He's doing it on taxpayer dollars. Anyway, we'll be right back. Much more to come.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, we can toll on and on and on about the politics in America, but you know, it's all just a stage show anyway. It's a sad and sorry testimony to have. That's why I encourage people to become vocal local, embed within the established two-party political system right where they are. Get in at the county committee man level and the county committee woman where you can actually have an impact and bring these parties to an end. Forget about Washington, D.C. Put a fork in it. Take it out of the oven, put it on the table, and carve it up. It's done. All right? It's done. Same thing with your state houses. Not doing any better in there. You know, 10th Amendment? Yeah. Right. With the parties holding you out? I don't think so. Anyway, continuing here, closing out this article, the usurper plans to highlight specific areas of that pledge. He's looking at the pledge, you know, the Republicans' pledge to America. You know, he's going to use that as his talking point. The stakes are high for the usurper and the Democrats. You know, you'd think if the stakes were really high, he'd be stumping along with Sonia Sodomizer, you know. Maybe he should have brought out Jesse the Jackal Jackson, go along with him. Maybe Al the Sharptongue, you know, Sharpton. Anyway, I don't imagine he's going to be able to have any more success with his Marxian Lucifer King, I have a dream, where's all the white girls, that type of rhetoric. But he's in trouble. He's in trouble, and they know it. All right, because the stakes are high for Obama and the Democrats. Republicans need a net gain of 39 seats to gain a majority in the 435-member House of Representatives. All right, they need to gain 39 seats. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report in Washington forecasts the Republicans will gain at least 40 seats after November's election. If the Cook's political report is correct, we'll see a turnaround, change of majority in the House. They also need 30, let's see, in the Senate, where Republicans hold 41 of the 100 seats, the Cook report says they're poised to pick up from 7 to 9 seats. If they get 9 seats, it'll be split. If they can get 10 seats, it'll be a majority. And that'll be interesting to see going forward as well. But we've anticipated this for a while. Here's a little bit more insanity. Wanted to get to this yesterday, ran out of time. Jewish settlers start West Bank construction after the freeze ends. Look at the hubris, the chutzpah in this article. Gregory Viscusi writing for Bloomberg. Palestinian Authority leader, President Mahmoud Abbas, said he will confer with Arab leaders next week before reacting to Israel's resumption of building at a Jewish settlement in West Bank. All right, they always talk about settlements and pilgrims and all that. I mean, this is why we were spoon-fed all the cowboy and Indian stuff while we were young, folks. That's why you were spoon-fed that Lone Ranger claptrap, all right? Wagons West and all that. All the idea of settlers and pilgrims, you know, this is all to give authority to what's going down in Israel. We would have liked to see a moratorium to last another 3 or 4 months, but we won't have a rapid reaction. Remember? Abbas comes over here, Netanyahu comes over here, and they meet with Barry the Usurper, and they talk about zoning issues. Well, they're building. We will study all the consequences with the Palestinian leadership and the Arab leadership, said French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Abbas said he'll meet with the Arab League on October the 4th, and afterwards we can clear up our position, whatever that's supposed to mean. Jewish settlers began building in several West Bank settlements today. Jewish settlers. I'm not talking about construction companies here. Oh, heck no. Yeah, I mean, these guys are wearing their chaps, driving their doggies in, you know, wearing their cowboy hats and their big rodeo buckles. Huge Jewish settlers began building in several West Bank settlements today, hours after a 10-month moratorium on construction expired. Abbas had said earlier that he can't continue peace negotiations with Israel if settlement construction continues. So much for that roadmap to peace, huh? There's a little bit more. I really want to get on to some nuclear energy talk in here and get there in a moment. Palestinians give U.S. time to persuade Israel to resume the freeze. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas' decision to consult with other Arab leaders before responding to the end of Israel's partial freeze on settlement construction buys the U.S. some time to find a formula to keep peace talks alive. Abbas said he'll wait until an October the 4th meeting of the Arab League in Cairo before deciding his next step. Quote, if the colonization stops, yeah, the colonies. Don't have to look any deeper than MI5. You don't have to look any deeper than the city of London to figure out what Israel is all about. If the colonization stops, we will continue negotiating. If it doesn't stop, we'll stop negotiating, the Palestinian leader said in comments broadcast earlier today on Europe One Radio. U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell flew to the region late yesterday to meet with both sides in a final push to salvage negotiations that began September the 2nd. Come on, buddy. They began 50 years ago. Isn't it about time to take this 60-year-old appendage and give them their freedom? At what point does a nation state grow up and be responsible and be held accountable for their activities? Anyway, I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it happened. Great Britain created this monster, and then somehow or another they gave it off to the United States, and we've had this red-headed stepchild hanging around our neck ever since. Here's a quote. We want to give the Americans 4 to 5 days a week to see if they can get Mr. Netanyahu to seriously reconsider the moratorium. Of course, Barry's still worrying about his moratorium in the Gulf. Palestinian negotiator Nabil Shah said yesterday in an interview in Paris after the expiration of the building moratorium declared 10 months ago by the Israeli prime minister. Jonathan Speier, not bright on the money, political scientist at Israel's Interdisciplinary Center at Herzliya, said Abbas's consultations with Arab leaders will, quote, give the U.S. mediators more time to desperately keep these talks on track. Desperately keep these talks on track and give Abbas cover to stay with the process. Airstrike? 3 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Gaza Strip late yesterday, according to Adham Abu Selmaya, a health ministry official in the Hamas-ruled enclave. The Israeli Air Force launched the strike after determining that Palestinians were preparing to fire rockets into southern Israel. The military said in an email statement, you know, they sent hundreds of their rockets over there. It boinked somebody on the head one time. Fortunately, it was a construction worker wearing a hard hat. He wasn't injured. That's about how powerful the Palestinian rockets seem to be. Over the coming days, maybe they're going to go out there and get down to Toys R Us and get themselves some more rockets for next year. Maybe somebody will send them some toy rockets for Christmas. Over the coming days, U.S. diplomats will try to solve the settlement issue, accompanying Mitchell on the mission in the Middle East is his deputy, David Hale, Dan Shapiro, who cares? We would have liked to see a moratorium that lasts another 3 or 4 months, Abbas said, but we don't have a rapid reaction. Political difficulties? Cankles. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke to Netanyahu twice, to no avail, on September the 26th, hours before the moratorium was set to end. Clinton and Netanyahu spoke again late yesterday. They're usually quite direct with each other, Crowley told reporters afterward, without describing the substance of the conversation. Quote, he understands what our policy is. We understand his ongoing political difficulties. It's always, you know, Jews' political difficulties. You want to, as Nabil Jabbar said on an interview with Tom Valentine, Radio Free America, so many years ago, when he was spiking his new book, which I purchased a copy of, The Rumbling Volcano. Nabil Jabbar says you can always tell the Egyptian, he's a Christian Egyptian, you know, grew up there. the Egyptians can always tell the Hebrew boys, the Jews. You know, they're the ones that are crying out in pain as they strike you repeatedly in their face. Anyway, he understands what our policy is, and we understand his ongoing political difficulties. Most of the parties in Netanyahu's governing coalition, including his own Likud faction, or check with Rahm Emanuel, support building in the settlements. They support building in the settlements. All right. In an effort to broaden peace efforts, Clinton conferred yesterday with her Syrian counterpart, Walid El Moalem, in what was the first meeting between the top U.S. diplomat and a Syrian foreign minister. Well, there's a little bit more I want to cover, and then we're going to go into nuclear power versus windmills, Dorothy.
Home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning back into this article one more time, just closing it out, I want to close out on this Israeli building article. It's revealing, however, gives you an idea of how disingenuous this whole thing is over there. For 9 months of the moratorium, all right, this is Israel Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman. I wonder if Joe's a relation. Relayed his frustration yesterday at the Palestinian position on the building halt. For 9 months of the moratorium, quote, the Palestinians wasted time and completely refused to accept this gesture and accused Israel that it's a fraud. It's not serious. close quote, Lieberman told reporters yesterday in New York, now that the Palestinians are, quote, exerting pressure to maintain the same moratorium that they previously rejected. Crews resume work. Israeli building crews began work yesterday at settlements including Ariel, Oronit, Tikva, Neva, Daniel, and Adam, according to Naftali Bennett, the director general of the Yesha Council, which represents more than 300,000 settlers in the West Bank. How's that for a lobby group? The freeze declared by Netanyahu in November in what he said was a bid to bring Palestinians to the negotiating table excluded 3,000 homes as well as some public buildings. Israel's built about 120 settlements in the West Bank since the late 1960s. You think that maybe the Palestinians have a beef? Another 100 smaller settlements, which the Israelis call outposts, were built during the past decade. A military occupation of their land, perhaps. The United Nations says the settlements are illegal, and the International Committee of the Red Cross say they breached the Fourth Geneva Convention governing actions on occupied territory. Barry the Usurper, on the other hand, has said that the settlements aren't legitimate. Maybe he's in agreement. I mistook that. Let's say it again. The United Nations says the settlements are illegal. And the International Committee of the Red Cross, that would be St. George's Cross, no doubt, says the breach, the Knights of Malta or something, says the breach, they breached the Fourth Geneva Convention governing actions on occupied territory. President Barry the Usurper has said the settlements aren't legitimate. So I guess it's unanimous over there. Israel says the settlements don't fall under the convention because the territory wasn't recognized as belonging to anyone before the 1967 war. It didn't belong to the Palestinians. It didn't belong to anybody living there either. It belonged to God. And Israel is the chosen of God, so it must belong to them by an ancient deed, which nobody can find. And all the marker stones are lost, apparently, if I understand the story in the Bible right. Israel says the settlements don't fall under the convention. Nothing that Israel does falls under any convention. They're completely unconventional in their warfare, all right? And therefore, isn't occupied. Anyway, that's that story. Lots more to it. I could go into other news. I don't think I'm going to, however. We're running out of time. I want to jump over here and talk about nuclear energy. Shared a rather lengthy article, not too much, earlier, a month ago, maybe 30 days ago, something in that vicinity, as regards to various understandings of the generation of electricity. And we're always hearing more and more about green energy, green building, green technologies. We've got something out there that's very useful that we just seem to ignore. It's called nuclear energy. All right. So I did a web search last night, wind versus nuclear energy on Google, and came up with a whole bunch of information. Never did a website search like that before, but I went I'm up now on the World Nuclear Association website. It's world-nuclear.org if you want to find this information for yourself right on the front page. Energy subsidies and external costs. You know, I've also got another one. I've got a lengthy PDF file here that poses a countering view. We don't want to go into that right at the moment, but a countering view. In other words, we've got this fellow Cooper from academia. And he wants us to believe that windmills are more effective and a better source of energy than nuclear power. But let's just see about some of the information that this World Nuclear Association has putting out. Substantial amounts, just some of the bullet points here, substantial amounts have been invested in energy research and development over the last 30 years. Much of this has been directed at developing nuclear energy, which now supplies 15% of world electricity. Right? At the time of this writing, July 31st, 2010, nuclear power was supplying 15% of world electricity. You'd say, well, gee, that's not very much, Will. And you're right. It's not very much. Not because it couldn't supply all of the energy. It's just because they're not allowed to. Today, apart from Japan and France, there is about twice as much research and development investment in renewables than nuclear, but with rather less to show for it and with less potential for electricity supply. All right? So we're dumping twice as much money into wind power and solar power than into research and development for cleaner, more effective nuclear power plants. Rather interesting when you look at the capacity to generate electricity between windmills, Don Quixote, and solar panels versus nuclear power plants. Nowhere in the world is nuclear power subsidized per unit of production. In two countries, however, it is taxed because production costs are so low. Must have been a month ago. Read the article about the billions of dollars that the Usurpers Administration has given Solara in Spain to construct a solar farm, I think out in Arizona. All right. Billions and billions pitched at these windmills and solar panels. But again, I'll just share it right here. Nowhere in the world is nuclear power subsidized per unit of production. In two countries, however, it is taxed because production costs are so low. You wouldn't think that maybe the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the rest of those clowns would be interested in not having nuclear power go forward. Possibly. Renewables receive heavy direct subsidies in the market. Fossil fuels receive indirect subsidies in their waste disposal. Nuclear energy fully accounts for its waste disposal and decommissioning costs in financial evaluations. So they take care of their own waste as they go forward, and they don't need to have any carbon credits. There are three main areas where, broadly speaking, subsidies or other support for energy may apply. Government research and development for particular technologies, subsidies for power generation per unit of production, or conceivably per unit of capacity, and the allowance of external costs, which are either paid by the community at large or picked up later by governments. Energy R&D. There has been a lot of government-financed energy research and development in most developed countries. A lot of government-financed energy research and development, R&D, right? This is the stuff that happens in academia and in the private sector, these public-private partnerships. This has been driven by concern about energy security. You're about that all the time, right? As well as by the need to address environmental problems and social concerns. You've got to look out for those social concerns. Reliable and affordable energy supplies are vital to any economy. Maybe that's why we can't have nuclear power. While energy shortages or the threat of such have political and economic consequences, that's the future of windmills and solar panels, all right? The threat of political and economic consequences. Therefore, as concerns have evolved from oil shocks to climate change, each country's energy provision and infrastructure needs restructuring accordingly. Government R&D expenditure on energy tends to be focused on long-term development of new technologies with the aim of bringing them to commercialization. Remember? Sustainable development? What do we mean when we say sustainable development? Sustainable is sustaining development. It sustains the environmental and developmental concerns. Those are corporations. You've got to build demand for the products offered by environmental and developmental concerns or corporations in order to sustain them. You see. Let's continue. Again, government R&D expenditures on energy tends to be focused on long-term development of new technologies with the aim of bringing them to commercialization. Got to make money on it, follow the money. Cui bono, who profits? While private R&D is mostly on the further development of existing and operational technologies, while there are notable exceptions both ways, there is a strong disincentive for industry working in a highly competitive market and needing to justify a return on capital to shareholders to undertake long-term, high-risk research and development. This is because after all their investment, they will still be selling kilowatt hours of electricity or another essential undifferentiated product in a competitive and very price-sensitive market. What we rarely ever hear about are the kilowatt hours that are being produced what is the return on investment per kilowatt hour, and why we should proceed with green energy. We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back once again, looking at this in the difference between the nuclear energy system and alternative wind energy and solar power, that sort of stuff. Of course, in the previous discussion, we talked about the hydroelectric dam, you know, no comparison. In recent years, some controversy has surrounded the question of relative levels of R&D expenditure on nuclear energy and on new renewables, essentially technologies to harness wind and solar energy. Unfortunately, the IEA data available for the first edition of this paper is no longer available, hence some of the following is dated. Now, I cannot possibly go through these charts with you on the air, but I can simply say this, that we have all but forgotten nuclear energy in this country. There was, at one time, a considerable interest in nuclear fission and nuclear fusion, but that, over the years, has gained less and less and less interest on the part of academia, upon the research and development community. And we're going stronger and stronger and stronger down the Don Quixote trail with windmills, all right? But as I mentioned in the previous segment, when compared apples to apples, and when we're not just talking about windmills, all right, but what we're really talking about are kilowatt hours and megawatt hours and gigawatt hours produced, nuclear energy wins hands down this discussion. The above table and graph are from the OECD International Energy Agency's database regarding government expenditures in the 26 IEA member countries. Of course, we're trying to beat the hell out of the Iranians so that they don't develop this very, very inexpensive power system so that they could grow their economic situation. Of course, many of the Arab countries are starting to think about starting up their own nuclear power plants so that Iran has a little bit more of a cover there. We can justify it. But continuing, the database does not include information about private company expenditures, nor funds spent by non-IEA countries such as China, Russia, or India. All right, so we've almost got our whole list of BRIC countries right there. All right, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. I don't know whether Brazil has gotten involved in building a nuclear power system in their country. The total amount of energy R&D expenditures by governments of IEA countries rose in response to the oil price shocks of the early 70s and then fell away as associated concerns abated. All right? Now, the oil shocks that we had in the 1970s, and at the time I was working for William Victory, I shouldn't have said that probably, president of the Evergreen Service Station Association, and we were on, he had a couple of nice standard stations in Seattle, Washington. And I was a driveway salesman, and I had my beautiful Chevron suit, you know, and a little, you know, aviator's cap and jacket, all that whole stuff, you know. I really looked first class out there on the pump block and was quite a good driveway salesman. And so each evening, here comes the media, and they set up all the camera crews, and we've got cars lined up for a mile waiting to come into the pump blocks, okay? And we've got the media crews are all there, and then I would be in the background, you know, washing windows, checking oil, checking the air up, got tires and things like that, scheduling people for tune-ups and brake jobs and new tires and things off the pump block while I fill up people's automobiles. And then my employer would be standing in a nice location so that you could see what was going on at the pump block, and the media would be filming the whole event, all right? Night after night on TV, you know, cool. But what was that all about? That was as much of a farce as what we're seeing today, right? They ran the prices of gasoline and up, went from 30, 35 cents to way over a dollar. Never has come back down again, these dirty bastards in OPEC. So they got us over a barrel of oil. Right? Anyway, continuing, nuclear energy research and development versus renewables. Well, I should say, go back to this, the oil price shocks of the 70s and then fell away as associated concerns abated. In other words, it was swept back under the rug. We didn't want to talk about nuclear power. We wanted to go back to oil. Oil, natural gas, oil. Nuclear energy, R&D versus renewables and other resources. Throughout the period, the expenditure on nuclear fission dominated the overall figures, though falling from 64% of the total in 1975 to 33% in 2005. You can see how they turned away from nuclear power. Table 2, blah, 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 shows in blah, 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 blah. In fact, below that, spent on renewables, which has averaged about U.S. $700 million per year for the last two decades, but is now rising, right? Anyway, government R&D expenditures on nuclear fission fuel fell significantly through the 90s to trivial levels. In fact, below that spent on renewables, which has averaged about $700 million U.S. per year during the last two decades and is now rising. IEA data, so what does that say to you? What it tells you is that rather than looking into nuclear power plants, making them, A, number one, safer. There's really nothing unsafe about them, all right? That whole nonsense on the island, that was a stage show for the people. You know, Chernobyl, that was stupidity on steroids, really. not something that was unsafe. They just didn't keep track of their steam boilers. You know, nuclear power doesn't create the electricity. Nuclear power generates steam, the heat, the steam. Then the steam boilers, the steam turbines, make the electricity. All right, that's the way that works. Anyway, the extent of expenditures on renewables significantly outweighing that on nuclear fission everywhere except France and Japan. Japan would be unremarkable if the potential contribution from each was similar. In fact, the potential scope for renewables contributing to electricity supply is very much less because the sources, particularly solar and wind, are diffuse, intermittent, and unreliable. Well, yeah. And we're being asked to go head over tail, which is another way of saying it, on board with windmills and solar panels when, historically, the electricity produced, the supply from them, are diffuse, intermittent, and unreliable. Their diffuse nature is simply a technical problem. But for intermittent and essentially opportunistic supply of wind or solar generated electricity to a grid system, the maximum potential appears to be about 20% of the total, and normally less, whereas that from nuclear energy is around 90%. You see the difference? We're being asked to throw all of our eggs in a basket that is likely to bring in only about 20% of the total need, and that, opportunistically, in other words, needs to be very close to the point of need. We talked about this National Ocean Council and this offshore economic enterprise zone and putting wind turbines out in the sea, but the real problem, folks, is the not whether or not the little windy blades go around and around in the wind. That they'll do, killing birds on every swing. That's not the problem. The problem is transmitting the electricity from the point of generation, the wind generator, to the place where it'll finally hit up with the grid. There is massive electricity loss there. I have really done a lot of studying on wind generators. I was really keen on that idea back in the 70s. I've got all kinds of parts to wind generators and books, and I made a 10-foot-long redwood single blade for a wind power generator I was designing, you know, carved it with a draw knife out of a redwood plank. Spent a lot of time looking into wind power. But the real problem is transmission. You got to have your blinking windmill right on top of your house, virtually. Because if you try and run the power, it loses so much to the wires that by the time that it gets to the inverter, it's like somebody stepped on your hose, baby. All right. No more. Almost out of time here. A minute or so left in the broadcast. So we'll come back into this and look at it again. But I would encourage you to do a little bit of research. Balance it out. Check your experts. Experts say, these economists unexpectedly can't be able to tell whether or not the green, you know, jobs, the green shoots are going to bail our bottoms out of this fire. And they come up drawing blanks and firing blanks on a regular basis. Do you think maybe they're hosing us with this green solution they're offering? Maybe there isn't really anything about the green system that's any good. Maybe that's why Barry the Usurper has to meet the child first in its mother's arms. Because if they don't start indoctrinating them pretty early in Gaia worship, the children will be raised right in the Lord. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000.
Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.